You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to a brand new week. Yes, it is. It is Monday. It is the 13th of June. And this is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Time right now, just 1 minute after the hour, 6 o'clock. And I will be happily sitting here until 10 o'clock this morning, trying to get you in the right kind of mood for a Monday morning. You never know your luck. Let's take a look, shall we, just a few things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment and sport. A lot of them to do with sport, like this one. In the year 1893, the first women's golf championship is held at Royal Lytham in Britain, and it is won by Lady Margaret Scott. Yes, Lady Margaret Scott. In 1956, Real Madrid win the first European Cup in Paris, beating Stade de Reims 4-3. And for right now, 1958, Frank Zappa graduated. Yes, he did, from Antelope Valley High. This is in Lancaster, there in California. Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Good one, always a good one for a Monday morning, that one, 9 to 5 from Dolly Parton. This is a good one too. This is a little bit different. This is Trevor Horn, and this is what he calls Blue Monday. That comes off of a album called Trevor Horn Reimagined, the 1980s. Some brilliant tracks on that album. Trevor Horn, though, himself, absolutely incredible guy. He comes from a place called Hetton Le Hole, and that's not French, it's English in actual fact. And what he hasn't done is nobody's business. He is a English music producer, label and recording studio owner, songwriter, singer, musician and bassist. He's known for his production work in the 1980s and for being one half of the new wave band, the Bugles, with Jeff Downes. Trevor Horn took up the bass guitar at the early of 8 years of age, yeah, and taught himself the instrument. And so sight read music. Good grief, he can do anything, can't he? Trevor Horn. I tell you what, so much about that guy. Just look him up. Been an integral part of the music business over there in the UK for many, 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 many years. Billy Paul and Let Him In.
The door and let me, oh child, let the beautiful people in. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door, someone's laying on the bell. Do me a favor, open the door and let them in, oh child, let the sorrowful people in. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights. When these rights are destroyed over long periods of time, it is your duty to destroy or abolish that government. Holy William was my gonna sit in my den. But America is in a unique position. She's the only country in history in a position actually to become involved in a bloodless revolution. The only way we're going to solve it, we got to unite. We got to work together in unity and harmony. Somebody's ringing this door. Somebody's ringing this bell and kicking hard. Do me a favor, open the door. Now let the folks in, let the folks in, let the folks in, let the folks in. Somebody better open the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Somebody better open the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, do me a favor. Open up the door, open up the door. Let the folks in. Let them stolen one at a time.
There goes Billy Paul and Letterman. Listen to some of the words. They're quite apt, actually, for these days. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are just making our way to 16 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, so I'm a bit late. I better do this quickly. Don't you get in. Mind you, the kids are on holiday, aren't they, this week? So probably not even listening to the radio or anything else for that matter. Anyway, have a great Monday. If you're on vacation this week, have an absolute great week. Just enjoy yourselves and enjoy that break. In the shower this morning, Billie Jean, together with Michael Jackson.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, indeedy. In the shower with you this morning, Michael Jackson and Billie Jean. Time is 20 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Time to get you out on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. Tell you what, one of my favourite pieces of music from last year, Elton John, of course, and Dua Lipa, and comes off of an album, The Lockdown Sessions. And if I remember rightly, which is never guaranteed, I got another track from the album a little bit later on this morning. What's happening on this morning's breakfast show? It's mainly you, me, the music. Of course, we'll be checking in with Ingrid and with Yasmin. Joining me in the last hour of this morning's programme, His Excellency, the Ambassador to Panama from the United Kingdom, Tim Stew, he's going to be joining us. Talking all about things going on there. Of course, it is the Queen's Jubilee. We'll be talking about that, some of the things going on here in Panama. Plenty of great music, though, as I said, going right through till 10. Like this one. This is called Better Days.
murder, can't make friends. Pray for better days, now it's 300K when my day ends. Do you remember last night? Cause I blacked out in an all white dress with a back out. Said be careful with a heart cause it's fragile. And thinking about a past make a lash out. See with me, it ain't no worries at all. Any problem, I'll be there in one call. If we locked in, you my dog. Fanny, you hang pictures on my wall. Roll one, let's get high tonight. Backseat, Maybach, lavish life. Chilling with the stars like a satellite. AP on my arm and it's shining bright.
As I said, the first one of those two was Better Days, and that was from Nell Kidd, May Amola, and Polo G. And that's George Ezra and Green, Green, Green.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time on this morning's breakfast show, boys and girls, 28 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to just look at some of the items we are going to be looking at in the local news and more, 8 to 9 o'clock. Yes, that's when we do that, isn't it? Just checking. In the last 24 hours, 1,389 new infections of COVID-19 and one death were registered in Panama, the Ministry of Health reported yesterday, Sunday. With the new figures, the accumulated number of deaths now has increased to 8,299, lethality percentage 0.9. On Sunday, they did 7,609 tests applied. This is for a positivity of 18.3%. That's come down a little bit. Let's hope that continues. Active cases, they total 23,615, of which 23,287 are in home isolation, and we have 292 hospitalised. Those in isolation, they're divided into 23,287 at home and 36 in the so-called hospital hotels. There are 259 patients hospitalised in the wards and 33 in the intensive care units. By the way, just out of interest, the people recovered in the last 24 hours, 3,465. As of today, the antiviral drug Molnupiravir will be available to all health regions of the Ministry of Health, from where it will then be distributed to the various hospitals. It is about 15,000 treatments of the medicine for oral use against COVID-19 reported the Minister of Health. Dalis Barria, head of the National Supplies Warehouse of the Ministry, recalled that Molnupiravir will be used for the early treatment of COVID-19. Barria explained that each bottle of treatment contains 40 tablets. Minister Sucre also announced that Paxlovid should arrive in the next few days, another drug that seeks to reduce the number of hospitalised patients and patients with complications. A protected witness revealed to the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office, which is carrying out an investigation into a network that stole chances and tickets from the National Charity Lottery, that many officials who knew about the irregularities did not alert the authorities for fear of losing their jobs. The investigation led by prosecutors Itzel Ku and Omar Hein has the statements of at least three protected witnesses who have revealed that many officials were aware of what was happening but remained silent in the face of possible reprisals. The guarantee judge of Panama, Francisco Carpintero, decreed the precautionary measure of provisional detention against a citizen who was charged with the alleged commission of a crime against humanity in the form of smuggling of migrants. This is a Nicaraguan apprehended on the 9th of June at the Albrook Transport Terminal. That day, the public ministry reported that three people had also been rescued in the operation. The First Superior Court of Justice rejected a projection of constitutional guarantees presented by Nicel Solano, former assistant to the magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice, Maribel Cornejo. This is against the decision of the judge of guarantees, Hiroko Tinoco Naranjo, who on the 11th of February admitted an imputation of Solano for the alleged commission of the crimes of corruption of public servants and money laundering. Now, according to the investigations, The now former official delivered information to a criminal network dismantled within the so-called Damascus operation. Of course, plenty more news about that later on. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama stated this Sunday that both the Ministry of Economy and Finance and the General Directorate of Revenue must be accountable for the impact that all expenses are having on public finances, since from our point of view, the pace we are following is unsustainable. In the column, the Camera Opina, the CCIAP mentioned that the state payroll has reached historic levels, close to $4,000 million in 2021, and an approximate income of 15,000 people between January and March of this year. The average cost of the basic food basket last May was $280.71, or an increase of $13.93 compared to May last year, when the price was $266.78. This is according to the monthly monitoring carried out by the Authority of Consumer Protection and Defense of Competition, that's ECODECO. And the capital of Panama, wait for it, was ranked as the third most expensive city in Latin America to live in, after Buenos Aires in Argentina and Montevideo in Uruguay, according to the annual ranking of the ECA International Company. And for this measurement, which is done annually, the price of renting a home, the cost of transportation, and the price of basic food for living, such as milk and cooking oil, among others, are considered. It also assesses how much rent, utilities, and public transportation costs, and how strong the country's currency is. So there we are. And some of us might not be quite so surprised about that. It has got so expensive here, hasn't it? Really. Anyway, that's it. That's some things. Local news. There will be more of that at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning.
One, two, three, four. Come on, baby, say you love me. Five, six, seven. Just to say, don't play in.
don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
Mr. Peter and Gordon, yes, two of them. A World Without Love, recorded by the duo and released. That was their first single. And that was in February of 1964, included on the duo's debut album in the UK and in the United States on an album of the same name. The song was written by, believe it or not, Paul McCartney and attributed to Lennon and McCartney. B-side was If I Were You, written by Peter and Gordon. In the UK, didn't do too badly. Reached number one for them on both the Record Retailer charts and the New Musical Express chart. In the United States, it topped both the Billboard Hot 100 and the Cashbox 100 as well. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? Especially when that's your that's your first single. Right, this next one, though, that goes back to the same kind of period. It's called The End of the World. Yes, quite relevant. But it was composed by Arthur Kent and lyricist Sylvia Dee, who often worked together as a team. They wrote the song for American singer Skeeter Davis, and her recording was highly successful in the early 1960s, reached the top five on four different charts, including number two on the main Billboard Hot 100 as well. Plenty of cover versions of it as well, but you can't beat the original. End of the World, Skeeter Davis.
Why do the birds does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, coming out of Seattle, formed back in 2004, and led by singer-songwriter Ben Bridwell. And they're called Band of Horses. And the song, well, that was Coalinga. You are keeping an eye on the time. We are just coming to 8:30, that's right, before 7 o'clock. It is Monday, come on.
Turn me on. You lift me up. That's the sweetest cup I shall you.
Simple Minds and Alive and Kicking. And we are 3.5 minutes away from the hour of 7 o'clock. Of course, we're on 89.3. Cool FM, great to be with you on this Monday morning. Great to be with you any morning, really, of course, isn't it? Take a deep breath and say, oh, I'm alive.
If you ever change your mind about me, won't you bring me
Eddie Floyd and Bring It On Home to Me. And that's just about bring us up to the top of the hour for this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is 7 o'clock in the morning, and if you have just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is Monday, it is the 13th of June. Let's take a look at some of the international news for this Monday morning. Russian forces swarmed into the eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk and pounded a zone where hundreds of civilians were sheltering. Ukrainian officials said on Monday, the scene that mirrored Moscow's brutal capture of Mariupol last month. Ukraine has issued increasingly urgent calls for more Western weapons to help defend Severodonetsk, which Kiev says could hold the key to the outcome of the battle for control of the Western Donbass, the Eastern Donbass region, and the future course of the war. Russia's defense ministry said on Monday that its missiles had destroyed a large quantity of weapons and military equipment in Ukraine's eastern Donbass region, including some that had been sent by the United States and European nations. The ministry said high-precision air-based missiles had struck near the Udenchen railway station, hitting equipment that had been delivered to Ukrainian forces. Brazilian police said on Sunday search teams have discovered belongings of missing British journalist Dom Phillips and indigenous expert Bruno Pereira, who went missing in the Amazon rainforest a week ago. A police statement said that clothing belonging to Pereira had been found, including a health identification card in his name and a backpack with clothes belonging to Phillips, along with the boots of both men. Security concerns raised by Turkey in its opposition to Finland and Sweden's NATO membership applications are legitimate, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Sunday during a visit to Finland. These are legitimate concerns. This is about terrorism. It's about weapons exports, Stoltenberg told a joint news conference with Finnish President Sauli Niinistö while visiting him at his summer residence in Naantali in Finland. Authorities in China's capital, Beijing, on Monday raced to contain a COVID-19 outbreak traced to a raucous 24-hour bar known for cheap liquor and big crowds, with millions facing mandatory testing and thousands under targeted lockdowns. The outbreak of nearly 200 cases linked to the city center Haven supermarket bar, which had just reopened as curbs on Beijing eased last week, highlights how hard it will be for China to make a success of its zero-COVID policy as much of the rest of the world opts to learn how to live with the virus. Algeria's decision to suspend a friendship treaty with Spain last week was not surprising because Algiers is increasingly aligning itself with Russia, Spanish Economy Minister Nadia Calviño said on Monday. Calviño said that she had noticed a growing rapprochement between Algeria and Russia in the spring meeting of the International Monetary Fund in April. I saw back then that Algeria was more and more aligned with Russia, so this decision to suspend the treaty didn't surprise me, Calviño said in an interview with Radio Catalunya. Britain will set out plans on Monday to override some of the post-Brexit trade rules for Northern Ireland, changes that will inflame tensions with the European Union but were dubbed mere bureaucratic simplifications by Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Britain has been threatening for months to rip up the Northern Ireland Protocol, an agreement for the British-run region struck by Johnson's government in order to secure a Brexit divorce and wider trade deal between Brussels and London. London courts will hear two last-minute legal challenges to block the British government's policy to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda before the first removal flight scheduled to leave on Tuesday. Britain has agreed a deal with Rwanda to send some asylum seekers to the country in return for an initial payment of £120 million, that's about $148 million, and additional payments based on the number of people deported. It was unacceptable for a Canadian official to have attended Russia Day celebrations at the country's embassy in Canada, Foreign Affairs Minister Mylène Joly said on Sunday. A deputy protocol chief in Canada's Global Affairs Department, Yasemin Heinebecker, attended Friday's event along with representatives of Egypt, Pakistan and some African nations, the Globe and Mail newspaper said in a report. Well, that's some of the things in the international news this morning. We'll look at international business news around about 11:30. And in between the two, we will take a look and see what the weather is doing. What I can tell you right now, the sun's shining, which if it's a holiday day starting today, that's not a bad thing, is it? We can do a little bit of holiday so you can get out and enjoy yourselves. 6:07. And there we go. That is All I Need is a Miracle. And that comes from Mike and the Mechanics here on this morning's program. Just to remind you what we've got coming up later on today. In the last hour of this morning's program, that's between 9 and 10, coming in, joining us probably around about 9:20, 9:30. His Excellency Tim Stew, the British Ambassador to the Republic of Panama, he's going to be coming in and chatting with us and talking about the events that have been going on for Her Majesty's, yes, the Queen's Jubilee, talking about that, and any events that are going on here to celebrate as well. So that's coming up. We'll also be checking in with Ingrid, of course, at around about about an hour and 10 minutes' time, about 20 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and also chatting with Yasmin, see how her weekend went as well. We're very organised, really, aren't we? Cher, together with Peter Cetara.
Well, here we are again. I guess it must be made. We've tried it on our own, but deep inside we know we'd be back to setting straight. I still remember when your kiss was so brand new. Every memory repeats, every step I take retreats, every journey always brings me back to you.
So it's called, After All. And the time, by the way, 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Take one more piece of music, then we'll take a look and see what the weather's doing. We're going to take this one. This was released back in 1967 on this day by The Temptations.
without you. Honey, I could live without you.
Baby,
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 baby, baby,
baby,
you're my everything. You're my everything. Yes, you are everything. You're the girl I sing about in every love song I sing. You're my everything. You're my winter, baby, my summer, my fall and spring. You're my everything. Now, I was blessed the day I found you. Gonna fill my whole world around. You're everything, good girl, and you're all that matters to me.
And that's it. 1967 was when that was released by The Temptations. You're My Everything. 17 minutes right now. That's after the hour. So we're going to take a look at the weather. See what's happening, shall we? Let's get cracking. Let's start off over there in the Costa Riva in the province of Colón. 28 degrees Celsius is their maximum temperature for today. 24 degrees will be the minimum, with 34 degrees being the thermal sensation. A relative humidity, that's going to be at 90%. Chance of isolated showers during the course of the morning. In the afternoon, stormy rains coming in. And tonight, isolated rains with a few thunderstorms slipped in for good measure, is what it says here. Starting on this side of the isthmus, we're going to go to West Panama. 28 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. And relative humidity only 1% lower than over there in Costa Rica at 89%. Isolated showers during the course of this morning for West Panama. Stormy rains in the afternoon and isolated rains with thunderstorms tonight. And let's take a look for us here in the metropolitan area. We've got 28 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 24 the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. Relative humidity for us is at 90%. Isolated showers in the morning, those stormy rains in the afternoon, and yes, isolated rains with a few thunderstorms as well during the course of tonight. Now, moving out to the Gulf of Panama, out there in the Perlis Islands, in that direction, 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 is the minimum, and 35% is the thermal sensation. Degrees centigrade, 35 degrees centigrade, the thermal sensation, with 98%, yes, 98% relative humidity. 100%, I think, is taking a shower, isn't it? Something like that. So there we go. There's your forecast for today. Let's take a look at maritime conditions. We're going to start off with the tides for this Monday morning, 13th of June. High tide, this is for the Pacific Ocean. High tide, that was at 2:19 this morning, 4.63 metres. Low tide will be at 836.52 of a metre. High tide again, 2:34 in the afternoon, 5.06 metres, coming up over that 5-metre mark. And low tide, that will be the last one, at 9:10 tonight, minus 0.03 of a metre. On the Caribbean, we have low tide, that is now. Yep, now, or just a couple of minutes, probably. 7:22, and it'll be minus 0.09, low tide. High tide, that'll be at 12:34, that'll be minus 0.03 of a metre. The next low tide, 2:34 in the afternoon, minus 0.03 of a metre. And the last high tide, 11:34 p.m. And that'll be 0.46 of a metre. So there you go. There's your look at the tides. Actual sea conditions. Let's take a look on the Caribbean for this morning. We're looking at winds. We've got no advisory for you, by the way. Good conditions. 10 to 18 kilometre an hour winds coming from the southeast. And waves are going to be at 3 feet. In the afternoon, we do have a small craft advisory for you in the afternoon. Not sure, really. 10 to 25 kilometre an hour winds coming from the south, with waves at 10 feet. But they do say small craft advisory. And if they say it, that's what we bear in mind, all right? So be careful. On the Pacific for this morning, good conditions, 5 to 10 kilometre an hour winds. The direction will be the south-southeast, so light winds, south-southeast, and waves at 3 feet. For this afternoon, good conditions continue, basically the same as the other side, but they don't give a warning for this. 10 to 25 kilometres an hour coming from the south with 3-foot waves. And that is basically it. There's your weather report for this Monday morning. 21 and a half minutes exactly after 7 o'clock. Reverend Horton Heat and the devil. Yes, the devil's in there somewhere. It's the devil chasing me. Sound a little bit like the Doors there, don't they? Talking of the Doors, this is the Doors. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. Roadhouse Blues. The Doors and Roadhouse Blues. Now we're getting a little bit bluesy, aren't we? If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 29 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panama.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is time for us to take a look at some of the business news, international business news for this Monday. Futures tracking, the tech savvy Nasdaq tumbled nearly 3% on Monday as a widely watched part of the Treasury yield curve inverted on growing fears that aggressive interest rate hikes by the Fed Reserve will tip the economy into recession. Several investors are now forecasting a hike of 75 basis points this week instead of 50 basis points, and following a hotter than expected inflation reading on Friday. The 2-year, 10-year US Treasury curve briefly inverted for the first time since April, a move viewed by many as a reliable signal that a recession could come in the next year or two. Shares of Apple Inc., Alphabet Inc., Microsoft Corp., and Amazon.com Inc. dropped over 3% in early pre-market trading. Reaction to Friday's print was really bad, and now it is just pure speculation on Wednesday's rate decision, with most looking at a 75 base points, said Matthew Dibb, Chief Operating Officer at crypto fund manager Stax Funds. I think we see major stocks gap down 5% on open. Well, at 5:15 a.m. Eastern Time, Dow E-minis were down 605 points, or 1.93%. S&P 500 E-minis were down 93.5 points, or 2.4%. And Nasdaq 100 E-minis were down 347.75 points, or 2.94%. World stocks fell toward fresh 2022 lows, and the Japanese yen slid to levels not seen in nearly a quarter of a century on Monday, as red-hot US inflation fueled worries about even more aggressive policy tightening in a big week for central banks. The sustainability, the substantially higher than expected US CPI print on Friday was hard to digest for investors who sold both bonds and equities and quashed expectations that policymakers were starting to gain the upper hand in capping soaring prices. Inflationary signs showing no signs of abating and new mass COVID-19 testing in China sparked concerns of more crippling lockdowns and squeezed global supply chains. Investors cut exposure to risky assets. An index of world stocks is down 0.7%, just shy of a new 2022 low. European stocks indices are a sea of red in early trading, with benchmark shares down nearly 2%, while US stock futures indicated a lower start. The value of the cryptocurrency market on Monday fell below $1 trillion for the first time since January of 2021, according to data site CoinMarketCap, reaching as low as $926 billion. The global cryptocurrency market peaked at $2.9 trillion in November of 2021, but it has faltered so far this year. It has lost $1 trillion in value in the last 2 months alone, as investors ditched riskier assets in the face of high inflation and fears that interest rate rises by central banks will hamper growth. The largest cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, was down more than 10% on the day, falling to an 18-month low of $23,750. It is down by around 50% so far this year. Smaller coin Ether fell over 15% to $1,210. As inflation proves to be an even trickier opponent to beat than expected, well, Bitcoin and Ether are continuing to get a severe bruising in the ring, said Susanna Streeter, senior investment and markets analyst at Hargreaves Lansdown. Oil dropped about $2 a barrel on Monday as a flare-up in COVID-19 cases in Beijing dented hopes of a Chinese demand rebound, while worries about more interest rate hikes to control rampant inflation added further pressure. Beijing's most populous district, Chaoyang, announced three rounds of mass testing to quell a ferocious COVID-19 outbreak that emerged last week. Mass testing would take place until Wednesday. Brent crude was down $1.86, or 1.5%, to $120.15 at 9:07 GMT, while US West Texas Intermediate crude was down $2.15, or 1.8%, at $118.52. The present price fall is exacerbated by warnings of a ferocious spread of the COVID-19 virus in Beijing by officials casting doubt on immediate demand recovery, said Tamás Varga of oil broker PVM. And U.S. oil producers profiting from sky-high prices are doling out billions to shareholders and building cash reserves as strategy irking lawmakers and voters struggling with record fuel prices while winning over Wall Street. Soaring fuel prices have boosted inflation to a 40-year record and are expected to drive up U.S. gasoline by more than a dollar to $6 a gallon by August. That prospect has some officials arguing the industry's focus on returns is benefiting a few at the expense of consumers. And it might look and smell like McDonald's, but now it's Vokushno I Tochka. The golden arches are gone. The fillet of fish is simply a fish burger. The Big Mac has left Russia. A new era for Russia's fast food and economic scene dawned on Sunday as McDonald's restaurants flung open their doors in Moscow under new Russian ownership. And with the new name, which translates to exactly this, tasty and that's it. I mean, that's the whole thing. Tasty and that's it. Not just tasty and that was it. The unveiling of the rebranded outlets more than three decades after the American burger giant first opened its doors in Moscow in a symbolic thaw between East and West as once again a stark sign of the new world order. The reopenings took place on Russia Day, a holiday celebrating national pride. And that's it. There we go. There's our look. That's some of the international news for you. The business news, if that's not depressing. Don't know what is. We'll have to find some antidepressants, won't we? Phil Collins and A Groovy Kind of Love. And you're keeping an eye on the time, exactly 22 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
When I'm feeling blue, all I have to do is take a look at you. Then I'm not so blue. When you're close to me, I can feel your heart.
Wouldn't you agree, baby, you are
Mr. Phil Collins and A Groovy Kind of Love. Elton John, Taron Egerton, I'm Gonna Love Me Again.
It's better than coffee.
Now that's a fool too much. answer. Imagine there's a God. Imagine I'm a devil. Imagine I'm a saint. Lazy money, lazy, sexy, lazy, out of space. No tears are falling from my eyes.
That sounds me up, yes, Wicked and Lazy. Express 2 featuring David Byrne. And before that, Peter Tong, Sing It Back, featuring Becky Hill. On The Breakfast Show, if you keep an eye on the time, we are just making our way to 7 minutes before 8 o'clock, top of the hour. We're going to take a look at some of the things happening here in the Republic of Panama. Lightning Seeds. Sugar-coated Iceberg. Because that's it, Lightning Seeds and Sugar-Coated Iceberg. It makes you wonder when they come up with titles sometimes, doesn't it? Who writes the lyrics? Anyway, if you keep an eye on the time, we are 3.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Time to squeeze one more in. Couple of good mornings this morning, of course, to Mary Lou, who was with us bright and breezy this morning. To Senor Francisco as well, Senor Francisco Conte. And good morning to Renee. Good morning, Renee says. We went looking at the weather report. Says, good grief, 98% humidity. That's gross. Because the kids are on holiday, I guess. You asked if we could play this for you this morning. Cosby, Stills and Nash. And Teach Your Children.
Who are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
That your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alóricapanamá.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Degrees, I have to put me on a jacket. Well, man, but boy, it's good sleeping weather. Well, yesterday was a total blowout. I could not catch any of the kitties, and one of the first things they teach you in the videos on how to catch a feral cat is don't use your hands. Well, this intrepid reporter didn't read that article before she went out and tried to catch those kittens. And yes, indeed, she has a puncture wound in her hand from one of those little babies. Yeah, that didn't work. Yeah, no, we have now been told that we're going to be getting some live traps. We need live traps to catch these little kitty cats and big kitty cats and then take them to another vet. We did not, unable to go to the spay Panama. However, I heard it was very successful and over 200 animals were spayed and neutered on Sunday. But not one of ours, not two of ours, none of ours. No, just, the only one who got any medical attention was Ingrid with her little thumb puncture. But it is chilly. I don't know what's going on. We had a really, really good rain yesterday, And then it just, temperature dropped right out of it. 67 degrees. I'm wearing a jacket. I'm chilly. I am downright chilly. And you know, there's no heat in this house. We have no heat. We have no air conditioning either. But we have no heat. One of these days I think about putting in one of those potbelly stoves. Wouldn't that be fun to have a little old potbelly stove? I feel like I, you know, fire it up and then say, whoo, look at that. That's what, yeah, I could bring in the charcoal. No, I could put it on the patio. I could put the charcoal grill on the patio and light up some charcoal and then huddle around that. But no, I've got to be safe. All right, so a jacket will do. Well, you guys, this is Monday. You have a wonderful week ahead of you. I'm going to nurse my little sore thumb and put some more medicine on it so it don't get infected from that little putty tat. And I'm wishing you all a wonderful week. Stay away from each other. Stay healthy. And back to you in the studio.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We are with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we are with all of our might.
Go. Big thanks to Ingrid for today's report. I had a feral cat once, actually, when I was living in London, a place called Streatham, and we had a feral cat. I completely sympathise with you. You can't tame the little boogers, I tell you. Anyway, they sent in a request for you this morning. That was the Day Cloud 5 and Catch Us If You Can. This is Las Vegas, featuring Linda Palm on vocals. So long. Keep in mind the time, 29 minutes, that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. Joining me in the last hour, don't forget, the ambassador to the Republic of Panama from the UK. Catching up on the Jubilee news and what's happening with regards to that here in Panama. Oh, there we go. So long. That's Las Vegas there with Lisa Palm. 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou from Atlanta says good morning, everybody. And happy start of the week. Yes, absolutely. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you. Fading Away. And it's from Sven Sauber. Nice, isn't it? Sven Sauber there and Fading Away. Breakfast show time. We are 24 and a half minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. And earlier on this morning, when we started the program, I played a track by Trevor Horn called Blue Monday, which was featuring the Reverend Jimmy Wood. I got another track off of that album, which is... well, basically reinventing the 1980s. This is his version of Dancing in the Dark, featuring Gabrielle Aplin.
You can't start a fire
Good, isn't it? Trevor Horn there. Dancing in the Dark with Gabrielle Aplin. Now, once in a while, you come across a little gem, don't you? I have this sort of habit of, when I'm watching movies on Netflix, I always keep my phone near me with Shazam running, because sometimes you find some great music in movies that you perhaps missed because they put them in as background and so on, the soundtrack. And this happened at the weekend. In fact, the good lady and I watched a couple of movies based sort of in Italy. One was called Toscano, which was about a Danish chef, if I remember rightly, who inherited a restaurant in Tuscany that was his father's. And it's all about this sort of the bad, not so good relationship between the two. But also he went out there, and of course it's one thing leads to another. The place was run down. A bit of a love story in there. But anyway, that was one of them. The other one was All Roads Lead to Rome, which was amazing. Again, it was a bit of a sort of love comedy a romp. But it featured the actress I recognise, believe it or not, Claudia Cardinale, as she is these days, as an older woman. And it was great fun, great movie. But they played some fantastic songs in the background. And there was one of them, and I looked up, it's got a little bit of a history. Originally Sentado a Beira do Caminho. It's a Brazilian song originally composed by Roberto Carlos and Erasmo Carlos, and released a single in May of 1969 by Erasmo Carlos. And what happened, it was actually based on a song that we play quite often here on The Breakfast Show, a 1968 song by Bobby Russell's Honey, I Miss You, which was sung by Bobby Goldsboro. It describes, describes the hopelessness of a lover waiting for his beloved. And the songs of Bobby Russell, Honey, and Russell Carlos are two completely different songs. Now, the hits, La Amputamento, there we go. Thank you very much, Jerry. Came out of this together with Sentado a Beira do Caminho. And what happened was it's been converted into different languages, Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, but There was a version in 1988 by Edie Gourmet, and that was recorded in Spanish. But the version they played on this particular movie was a 1970 adaptation into the Italian language by Bruno Lauzi and recorded by Ornella Vanoni. And it was called Appuntamento, and I just fell in love with it. It's a real little gem. So this is that version, and I thought I'd share it with you.
Quasi certamente sto sbagliando su di te, ma una volta in più che cosa può cambiare nella vita mia? Accettare questo strano appuntamento è stata una pazzia. Sono triste tra la gente, sta passando accanto, ma la nostalgia di rivedere te è forte più del pianto. Questo sole accende sul mio volto un segno di speranza. Sto aspettando quando a un tratto ti vedrò spuntare in lontananza. Se tu non arrivi, non esisto, non esisto, non esisto. È cambiato il tempo, sto piovendo, ma resto ad aspettare. Cosa il mondo può pensare, io non me ne voglio andare. Io mi guardo dentro e mi domando, ma non sento niente. Sono solo un resto di speranza perduta tra la gente. Luci, macchine, vetrine, strade, tutto quanto si confonde nella mente. La mia ombra si è stancata di seguirmi, il giorno muore lentamente. Non mi resta che tornare a casa mia, alla mia triste vita. Questa vita che volevo dare a te, la spicciolata tra le dita. Amore, perdono, amore, esisto. Adesso per sempre non esisto, non esisto,
Appuntamento. Oh, love it. You come across little gems like that every now and then, don't you? And, yeah, Mary Lou liked that one. And I tell you what, this, what did you think of that one, Yasmin?
Very nice. I like it.
Yes, very nice. Yes, it sort of brings back to, because when you think of Italy, I always think back to the old days, the old movies with the old, with the Vespa scooters,
mm-hmm.
or the Lambrettas, and, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, lovely. Nice music. How was your weekend?
Oh, very nice at home.
Mm-hmm. Just relaxing, taking it easy.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And, of course, I guess Ian's off school now?
Oh, yes, but he had practice on Saturday.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. And he's still enjoying it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's what I'd hear. This is his saxophone playing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, excellent. Oh, good for him. And are they sort of doing anything, are they sort of practicing at all during the week, or they just got a full week off now?
Yeah, he needs to practice during the week also.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to play new, you need to pack hours and hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also because they are practicing the whole band, I mean, complete.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, great.
So, yeah, they need to do it more often.
Mm-hmm. Cool, excellent, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you got lined up for this week?
Well, this week is going to be very busy. Tomorrow, I got an invitation to see the new showroom of Kia Motors.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's tomorrow.
I don't know if you've noticed at all. Have you seen they've changed their logo? You know, Kia Motors?
Oh, yeah?
You know, it used to be like KIA in a little black oval. Yeah, uh-huh. Now it's done. It's nice. It's all done in sort of like one movement.
Yeah. I saw the difference in the invitation.
It's quite cool. Quite like that. Mm-hmm. And they're bringing out some great cars.
Oh, yeah?
Certainly. So, yeah, some great designed cars as well. Mm. And they brought out some electric vehicles. And very good too. I mean, I keep a watch on these on YouTube and watch, you know, some of the new cars coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So, have a nose around, see if they've got any of their electric cars
mm-hmm.
here when you go. That'd be great. Or ask them where they're electric. Yeah, I want an electric car.
Sure.
I'll road test it for them
mm-hmm.
for 10 years. It's, you know, we have to do a reasonable length test, don't you? You know, make sure you know, because you've got to do these things over time. So, mm-hmm. you know, if I can help them out, I'll be more than happy to. Oh, that's good. So what else you got this week then?
Well, also on Wednesday, it's a fair, Latin American fair for
mm-hmm.
tourism.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be at Convention Center on Wednesday. And mm-hmm. also it's going to be another event for, I don't know, have you heard about Abrahamson Method.
Mm-hmm.
It's to avoid sugar.
Oh, well, I do that. I take Splenda.
Yeah, they are going to show us how to avoid sugar at all.
Okay.
No more sugar. So mm-hmm. We're going to be tasting some different plates, different kind of food mm-hmm. without sugar. So that's going to be very interesting.
Okay.
We're going to learn more about that method.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You can report back on that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. And also there's an action at GM Motors.
Mm.
But this is for...
So you're getting a new car or something? Do they know you're going to try and buy a new car?
No.
Do you get invited to all these things?
The thing is that GA Motors, they have a huge showroom. So they do exhibitions there.
Okay.
And they're going to have different events for foundations and everything.
Oh,
so this case is for Kiwanis.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do a great job.
Yeah, they're going to have an auction there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And during the weekend, we're going to Alianza Francesa because it's the festival, the music festival.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, they're going to have an event there.
And they're in here this week as well, aren't they?
Exactly. And we're going to learn more about that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Yeah, because they're coming in, believe it or not, they're coming in with Shorty and Slim.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be fun.
So I'm sure Alex will be here. So I'm going to be interested to hear how much French he speaks.
Uh-huh, exactly. That's going to be on Wednesday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and today, by the way, don't forget, last hour of this morning's program, we've got His Excellency, the UK Ambassador to the Republic of Panama, Tim Stew, coming in to chat with us.
Oh, yes.
So play some Jubilee music.
Exactly.
God Save the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. So, yeah. Well, I told you, I sort of suddenly realised this morning I've only got one evening this week when I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's we've got a couple of events for the Jubilee coming up this week.
Yes.
So that's it. Tonight I'm out for a meeting... For dinner,
mm-hmm.
and on Friday I have another meeting, and then you know there might not be much news this week because trying to get it all in, it gets a little bit difficult when it goes in. So that'll please everybody, actually. I think perhaps we should do away with all the news.
Yeah, maybe.
And just find some antidepressant stories.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, great. Oh, good. Well done, yes.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of today. By the way, the time, if anybody's keeping an eye on time, 7 before 9. Mm-hmm. I got another request.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Which one?
Ashley.
Oh, hello, Ashley.
Yeah, he says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide.
Good morning.
Yeah, and don't forget anybody worldwide this morning, because I haven't heard anything from anybody. Probably all gone and done something else. So. He sent us a link. He asked if we could play a particular piece of music for you. He says, a lovely cover of the Dr. Hook song, When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman, by Cecil. That's just what we call Cecil.
Okay.
Morning, Cecil.
Well,
There we go, there's Cecil there. When you're in love with a beautiful woman. I must admit, when it first started, I didn't think I was going to enjoy that, but I did. Once it got going, of course I do love the original as well, but what we must remember with covers is they're not supposed to be like the original. Like this one, from the John Butler Trio. It's their version of Happy. The John Butler Trio and Happy, like a version. The Pharrell Williams, of course, was the original one, and that's their version of it, which again is not too bad.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Thank you.
Space, and I wanna go home. If I remember spacemen, and I wanna go home.
There we go, yes. We missed it by a whisker. Number one. Got to number two, though, so that's not too bad. So plenty to celebrate. Talking about celebrations, that's why we have my guest with me this morning. It's actually Tim Stew, the British ambassador, UK ambassador to the Republic of Panama. And a very good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Jerry. Great to see you again.
You're great to have you back. You're always smiling.
Yeah, always pleased to be here.
Is it compulsory for an
No, I just obviously I'm good in the mornings, I guess.
Yeah, I have to be, unfortunately. It's lovely to have you back. Like you were saying, big time at the moment. Been so some great stuff on the TV with Her Majesty's 70 years on the throne.
Incredible.
You know, I was sort of thinking about it because she's, you know, a little bit infirm at the moment. She's and I was sort of thinking, you know, what on earth is going to happen when she does pass away? I mean, it's because I was thinking from my own perspective, I have known nothing else. I have known nobody else. And I'm knocking on a bit. So, I mean, that's, I mean, that is
her extraordinary contribution, isn't it?
But she's part of the family, isn't she?
She is.
It's
part of the international family.
Yeah.
You know, she's visited made over 260 visits in her life. She's not
mm-hmm.
travelling
mm-hmm.
Now in her older years, but she's been all across the world and regularly. Of course, Panama was the very first place she came as queen.
That's right.
After the accession in 1953.
Yeah.
Came in through Colón, and you know, shows again our history there. But if you think back to what was happening in Panama in 1953, that's the time we're talking about. It's extraordinary what's changed in that time. You know, she's been there for 14 British prime ministers.
Mm-hmm.
She's seen them all come and go. She's seen it all happen. So
she hasn't mentioned any favourites either. That's very, very diplomatic.
Exactly. She has been extraordinary for that, hasn't she? Very rare for you to actually know what her views are.
No, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the thing is, I mean, when in those days, because you mentioned, because I mean, I know people have been here for many, 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 many years. A lot of the Brits in the shipping industry, of course, were here in those days. And of course, when you say Colón, and people will say, "My gosh, why, you know, Colón?" You say, "Well, yeah, because it's amazing. Colón was a fantastic place back in those days. It's that was the city, and it wasn't until later people started moving across really to this side.
Right.
So, I remember seeing her, it sort of been about 1970, and I saw the Royal Yacht Britannia in the docks in Singapore.
Right. Yeah.
She wasn't there, but the Britannia was making a visit. That was quite something as well.
It is, yeah. And that ship was amazing. I was lucky enough to go on it a couple of times.
Oh, really? Yeah.
For various visits when His Royal Highness Prince Charles visited various places I was placed in. Extraordinary. As you said, you know, over many years, we saw some fantastic celebrations in the UK. A little while ago, we have been very keen here in the embassy to continue those celebrations through the month, like lots of British embassies overseas. So we're all doing our events at slightly different times. We have our main events this week, but we did start last week with a tree planting. Both at King's College and at my residence as part of the Queen's Green Canopy, which is an initiative set up fairly recently. To promote the planting of sustainable trees, i.e. trees which are natural, native to the country, not there for decoration. I was very pleased that Panama is now part of that canopy. It will be on the map, it will be on the virtual map, as well as having plaques here. More than a million trees have been planted under that initiative.
Great.
Which I think is
wonderful. Wonderful.
You know, so it's a nice start, but we've got lots more coming up this week. Three events. The main public event of which is on Saturday, we'll be at Multi Plaza Mall from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
It's going to be fun, isn't it?
It's going to be great. We're going to have a British street party. We've got music, we've got food, drink, entertainment, activities for the kids, some theatre, and a few surprises. So I really hope people will come along and
Which part of Multi Plaza are they?
It's the entrance next to Stevens.
Oh, okay.
So we've got good space there. There'll be... Yeah, you won't miss it.
No, no.
I can see if you get close, you won't miss it.
So I better come with my Union Jack waistcoat.
Please do that.
Yeah.
So that'll be a real celebration, and we're really looking forward to that. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Something a bit different.
Cool.
We haven't done for a very long time, I think. So, and then a couple of other events, of course. We also will be having our formal invitation Queen's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
That will have a platinum theme this year, of course. Very much looking forward to that. That's happening on Tuesday. And that's part of the reason we're having the public event on Saturday, because I feel unhappy that we can only invite a certain number of people to the party, because we still have to follow sort of COVID protocols, and my residence only can take only a certain number of people anyway. Mm. So that's why I wanted to have a public event as well, so that
That's the way to do it. Yeah. Street party
should be fun. Yeah. And of course we saw lots of. I read there were 16,000 street parties went on across.
Oh
the
yeah,
UK.
No. One of our listeners, good friend of ours, Paul Dixon over there in the UK, he sent me pictures of their street party. He's sort of down in South London. And, and the weather wasn't unkind.
No,
either,
for once.
You know, no. And, of course, you're very wise here, of course. You're doing it indoors.
Right. We did consider some outdoor options, and then my nerve broke. So, knowing the weather at this time of year. So, no, we're very happy to be in Multiplaza. Very pleased to have their support. We have some support from sponsors there as well, who are helping us with arranging the event. So, so do come on Saturday between 1 and 5. You'll be there. It's the day before Father's Day, so everyone will be doing panic buying for Father's Day. So it's a good day to come down.
I'll have to get there early. And all the parking can be like this.
Yeah, right. So it's going to be busy. So, and then we're also arranging with two delightful Panamanian leading ladies here, arranging a royal tea party also at my residence a little bit later in the week. Again, that's invitation only. These two ladies who are keen fans of the royal family regularly organise teas.
Uh-huh.
And we had a chat about it, and I said I'd be delighted if we could host at the residence and hopefully raise a little bit of money for charity, because they won't have to pay for the venue in that case. So, so we're having that. It's very royal tea themed. My wife is extremely busy with them and with the Queen's birthday party organisers too, to get everything ready at the house to make sure it looks absolutely tip top. It's got to.
Oh, that's going
to
be great.
It's going to be fun.
I've seen some pictures of that tea party. It's quite something.
It is. It really is quite an event.
It's like Ascot without horses, really, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely, it is. And they're phenomenal women arranging this, and they have a great crowd that come. So. Very much looking forward to that as well, and it felt like a really nice part of the way to celebrate extraordinary absolutely. Event 70 years.
Oh, a tea party. You must have a tea party. Just we're going to take a piece of music. We'll be back with Tim Stew, the British ambassador to the Republic of Panama, after a bit of Ed Sheeran.
Spend the evening pretending it wasn't that deep. You could see in my eyes that it was taking over. I guess I was just blind and caught up in the moment. You know you take all of my stress right down. Help me get it off my chest and out into the ether with the rest of this mess that just keeps us depressed. We forget that we're here right now, cause we're living life at a different pace. Stuck in a constant race. Keep the pressure on, you're bound to break. Something's got to change. We should just be canceling all our plans and not give a damn if we're missing out on what the people think is right. Seeing through a picture behind a screen and forget to be. Lose the conversation for the message that you'll never read. I think maybe you and me, oh, we should head out to the place where the music plays, and then we'll go all night just stepping with a woman I love. All my troubles stand to nothing when I'm in your eyes. Electric life, we'll keep turning up and go all night. We have dips and falls in our time, but we know what it feels to be holding up, alone and love. And all we need is us to go all night, night, to step in with a woman I love. Night, yeah, all we need is us.
Наш сон, у дві валізок, що минуле далі go. Ти за кермо, невідомий, всі нерви в кулак і нерви. Мене так я залишаюся вдихати дим. Останні запахи Діор із ним. Я пам'ятаю, ти хотіла б Рим. Хто йде до того, що спочатку накриму. Свій віч замутим, ніхто не вийде із води сухим.
Нас застав напряжний ранок, як серіал, драма місяцями. Герої ми тут, і ми тут шоу раннер. Горить уже, скільки ще ракет. Мила обіцяю, коли все мине. Я танцюватиму з тобою соу слоу і цілуватиму за неділю. Знов і знов чекай мене, коли все це мине. Я паду з тобою в цей флоу, зацілую туди білю. Знов і знов чекай мене, коли все це мине.
That's very rude of him. We hadn't finished talking, had we? Ed Sheeran there.
Distracting you, Jerry.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's okay. No, they're used to it, our listeners. So, how long have you been planning this? I mean, because it doesn't just happen, does it?
So I said to my team quite some time ago, at the end of last year, could we do a... Well, first of all, you know, we were going to do a Queen's birthday party around February time, which is when we normally do it. And then because of Omicron, we decided to cancel. And I said, well, if we're going for June, when all the other events in the UK are going to be happening, could we perhaps do a British week and have a big splurge on all things British?
Mm-hmm.
And we all got very excited. And then we looked at each other and realised that was an awful lot of work. And... we've got quite a lot of other things to do as well. I am ambitious for my embassy and for the UK in this country. So we have to keep driving things along. So I then said, okay, right, well, let's do the Queen's birthday party and then we'll see what else we can do. And then here we are, a few months later. Basically, we've got a British week. This sort of happened by stealth. So five events over 10 days.
But you got some good backup, haven't you?
Yes, we got some good backup. We got, of course, there's some great British companies here who help sponsoring us as well. The likes of Diageo and others here, which is all very helpful. King's College are very helpful in taking over quite a lot of the organisation of the tree planting there. I've got a great team. So, yeah, we have been planning for a while. It takes a lot of organisation. It'd be nice if... We could stop doing everything else, but of course we can't. The world doesn't stop.
Oh, you've got to work as well.
Got to work as well. So, yeah. So.
And talking about work, how are things going? Because you're sort of well settled in now, aren't you?
Yeah, I think I'm very pleased with how the relationship's developing. But obviously there have been some real global challenges since we last spoke, and all of Russia, Ukraine.
Oh yeah.
And all of that, which may feel quite a long way away, but the impacts happen here, of course, and when global action is needed, then of course we're talking to Panama as much as to anybody else. And then also we've seen, you know, a very busy local scene here, I think, in the last weeks. It's a little bit like, you know, everyone's released from COVID, and so is packing in everything that they've missed in the last little while.
Sure.
So, you know, I've been struck by the number of visitors there have been coming into Panama, including one of our trade envoys, Baroness Hooper, who's here to promote trade between our two countries. Had a very successful visit. But then also, of course, you know, outward visits, there's someone to the Americas we've just seen as well. Panama has become really, you know, very dynamic, very busy place in these
months. And I don't know if you've seen, we had on the news this morning, it is now the third most expensive city in Latin America, which I find absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I remember this was a place that was cheap, and a lot of it was a lot of it was when they wanted the jubilados to come here to live. And not anymore.
No, it's not. No, and that's, you know, that's part of a success. We have over 30 British companies based in Panama, and the reason for that is because it operates such a great hub for... Not just the Panama market, but for the region as well.
And a brand new, great brand new conference center as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's all sorts of resources here. So it's a natural place for people to come, and of course that, you know, inevitably drives prices up, I suppose. And we're facing, you know, tough times, global inflation anyway. But
No. I mean, this is the thing. I get a little, you know, because we've seen recently, you know, with the dissatisfaction, if you like, with fuel prices. And I was sort of, well, you know, it's not the government's fault. In fact, this is one of the, I don't know if you know, but one I think, one of the fairest countries that I know when it comes to the cost of fuel, because they take the actual market price.
Right.
So it fluctuates. It does go down as well as it goes up.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's, that's one of the good things about
it.
Yeah, tough times.
Go to the UK. Yeah. It's £2, £2 a litre now.
It's better. It's also really extraordinary. So you're going to be £6 a gallon. Or,
yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's crazy.
That's
it's
incredible.
A real challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but you find this, I mean, but you say though, because you're finding a lot of interest here as opposed to it being the other way around with people backing off.
Yeah. No, I think so. I think, you know, British exporters always keen and happy to explore and take some risks, see what is out there, and I think they've seen what the market has to offer. I have an event later this week on Wednesday with a British business group in the UK. We'll be talking to lots of British business there to promote Panama as a market and the two-way trade flows. And of course, you have an active ambassador in London, in Valley Royal, who is equally keen to see our trade relationship develop further. And it's not bad. I mean, it's about £300 million a year at the moment. But I'm sure we can do better. I think, you know, Panama offers a really good base for all sorts of reasons.
No, absolutely.
You know, and you mentioned Colón earlier. Again, you know, the trade zone up there is pretty extraordinary results. And I think not just for sort of redistribution, but we're seeing some British companies now much more interested in using it for repackaging, perhaps some actual production itself, but definitely.
Yeah, that's something that surprised me a little bit about Panama, because of its location, because of the logistics, that there's not more manufacturing here, whereas they bring things in, assemble, and then sort of send them out again. So that's great. How do you find, because I mean, I know with the pandemic, we lost a few British companies. I think Ted Baker left, I think, didn't they?
They're still here.
Oh, they're still here, are they? They're just sort of, because I, did we lose many, if any?
A handful, yes.
Just a handful.
There were some, unfortunately, that just couldn't see it survive. I think one of the areas I'm particularly keen is we get more into infrastructure again and construction and see if we can build up that side again. We've lost a lot of British companies, all the British companies that were involved in those sorts of contracts before have moved elsewhere. So I would like to attract those back. That's partly about business environment and how easy it is for them to do business here and so on. So we need to make sure those conditions are right. And, you know, that's what I spend a certain amount of my time doing is talking to the government here to make sure that we, you know, we're getting
in
that
scene.
Environment in a way that it's helpful for and supportive for British companies to prosper here.
All right. Well, we're talking with Ambassador Tim Stewart. We're going to take another piece of music. I guess this is, this is in reference to all this work you've been doing this week.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One chance of life that shows the way. It's a kind of magic.
There we go, there's Queen and A Kind of Magic. And that's what it takes to put on all these events, you know. So we're going to remind everybody. Street Party, that is going to be great great fun. I'm looking forward to that. And we've got all sorts of surprises lined up, have you?
You do, I'm not going to share them all, obviously.
No,
there will be food and drink, there will be music, there will be something for everyone. There'll be something for the kids there. We want to keep... you know, keep them entertained as well.
Well, tell you what, if you're doing that on a Saturday at Multi Plaza and it's Father's Day.
Yeah.
Be prepared.
Yeah. We'll be ready. I'm very keen, you know, that people see Britain Active in this.
Sure. No, absolutely.
And I feel it's like I want to raise our profile.
Oh, I can guarantee it's going to be a great success.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Should be fun.
And what are your sort of, you know, now that you're settling in, talking about sort of trying to generate more business, how easy is it or difficult is it to get British companies to see Panama? Because I know everything is perception.
Mm.
I mean, I know that from my own perspective when I sort of first came here, because I used to do a lot of oil business in the area.
Sure.
And I would never get off the plane when it stopped at Panama. And then it sort of, something happened. Somebody that I knew set up a company. I actually had to get off the plane. I said, oh, this isn't bad after all, is it? You know, this would have been very early 90s.
Yeah.
And, you know, little did I realize I'd sort of be ended up living here and whatever,
right.
And falling in love with the country. It's a beautiful country. But you see, the thing is, you have a perception. And you have a perception of... you know, drugs and all sorts of things, and it's so wrong. It couldn't be further from the from the truth. So it's a question of promoting, getting that out of people's minds, and promoting the
new
Panama.
And because it's competition,
sure,
that's the point.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, it's more for the Panamanian ambassador in London to sell the story, except of Panama. It's both our jobs in both directions to build that relationship. So you know, it's. It's pretty clear for British companies when you look at the region. This country, beautiful as it is, as you say, offers, you know, the political stability, the economic stability, you know, an ease of doing business which is high, and so you know, those aspects really make it stand out. Plus, again, as I say, the logistics and all of that. So I think it makes companies think, you know, hard and seriously, but it does. The story needs to be told. There's no question. So, and again, I say that's part of what I'm doing a little bit later this week with a discussion with British Business in the UK.
And every ambassador that we have had many years direct flight to London.
Absolutely right.
Every year, every ambassador says, "Well, we're looking at it, but we can't."
Yeah, no, it's on the cards again. I'm looking at it again. Yeah. Of course, I'll fall in line with more of my predecessors. But no, definitely, and of course, it's the question everybody asks. I mean, it's fine, but it takes quite a long time to get to the UK from this country, and a direct flight would make all the difference.
Oh no, absolutely,
it would be great. And again, it's part of those perceptions. If you can. You know, it sort of undercuts the case a little bit if you say, you know, Panama is brilliantly connected, but there isn't a direct flight to the UK.
That's right. No, absolutely.
So we will come back to that. And
we've got a nice new terminal opening up.
I know.
You know,
looking forward to that too.
You know, they'll need planes.
It's true. Yeah, so all of that and the commercial side has kept me busy. And otherwise, You know, we're continuing to work on some of those serious issues you alluded to, sort of illicit finance and those sorts of issues. Where obviously there's a key moment coming up for Panama again this month, as the Financial Action Task Force reviews again what action Panama's been taking. We've been supporting with all of that and continue to do that. It's an important program for us. And also, I've been talking to more and more people about some of the socioeconomic issues in this country, and I'm really keen to see Britain be more involved and more progressive and more supportive here on equality issues. We've been working through the Equal Rights Coalition with other partners here to promote equality, including for the LGBT plus community. And we'll be hosting some further events this month to support that, of course, joining Pride and so on. I think it's really important. And we need to see those issues move along. And if they feel static at the moment and need more champions to push them along. It's not about us imposing our values or telling people what to do. No. It's just, how can you fight against equal rights for people? It's equality.
Oh, wonderful. So. I was just trying to think, there was something else I got to mention. Gosh, when you get to my age, your mind goes blank very quickly. Sorry, who are you?
we're also on equality. For example, we've been talking to Indigenous women. I'm very, very keen as an activist diplomat. We're out well beyond Panama City. It's not just the capital, of course. So we've been engaging for the last months with groups of Indigenous women on their political rights and so on. Really, really impressive bunch of people. And just a little bit of support and help we can give can make a bit of difference to them in standing up for their rights and to provide their leadership in their communities, which, their communities are missing out if they don't get that. So
it came back to me in a flash. It does that sometimes.
Yeah.
What about banking? Because we've lost, we used to have here Lloyds Bank. We used to have HSBC, which was originally Midland when I first came here. The banks have sort of have gotten any chance of getting one of the international banks back here?
That's an interesting question. It's been on my mind since before I arrived, but I think that it's important to get things in the right sequence. So I think that work on with the Financial Action Task Force reviews and so on, making sure that all of those measures that need to be in place are in place, the counter-terrorist financing measures, the anti-money laundering measures. Because you need that environment to be right before the banks will be back. So I think that's why we're working hard at it. And then the next step will be to try and encourage them back, for sure.
All right. Well, Ambassador, thank you so much. And congratulations again on this week.
Thank you.
It's going to be absolutely great fun. I'm looking forward to having fun.
I guarantee.
I can do that.
Guaranteed. Come on Saturday. Come on Saturday. One on five at Morsi Plaza.
Okay, and we'll be reminding everybody as well about that. And, congratulations. You're sort of settling in. You've got your pointers out as to where you're going. And I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
As always. Ambassador Tim Stew, His Excellency Tim Stew, the British Ambassador to the Republic of Panama, with us here on this morning's breakfast show. Here's something different. Taking us out now is Every Teardrop is a Waterfall. And that is Coldplay.
I was distracted and in traffic. I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. Were you out drinking? Were you in the living room chilling, watching television? It's been a year now. Think I figured out how to let you go and let communication die out. I know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine. But if the world was ending, you'd come over, right? You'd come over and you'd stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? The sky'd be falling and I'd hold you tight. And there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? Right. If the world was ending, you would come over, right? Right.
I tried to imagine your reaction. It didn't scare me when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. The night we went drinking, stumbled in the house and didn't make it past the kitchen. Oh, it's been a year now. Think I figured out how to think about you without it ripping my heart out. And I know, you know, we know you weren't down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine.
But if the world was ending, you come over, right? You come over and you stay the night. Would you love me for the hell of it? All our fears would be irrelevant. If the world was ending, you come over, right? Sky be falling while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why we would even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you come over, right?
You come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right?
I know, you know, we know you went down for forever and it's fine. I know, you know, we weren't meant for each other and it's fine. But if the world was ending, you'd come over.
And that's it, that's the end of this morning's breakfast show. Sorry, I'm done with the ambassador. And it's time for me to disappear quickly. So a very, very quick goodbye to Ambassador Tim Stewart. Big thank you to him. And to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio. And to Ingrid, the intrepid outdoor reporter. And my co-producer, Neil Danby. So as I say, I have to disappear rather quickly. So I will say this. Firstly, Zach, thank you for reminding me. And we'll be back with you 6 o'clock tomorrow. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.